Welcome to the FitCat Podcast, sponsored by OMRR. Ozark Mountain Ridge Runners was founded in 1978. It's a not-for-profit organization of nearly 400 individuals dedicated to wellness, fitness, running, and caring. All OMRR board members are unpaid volunteers. All proceeds to OMRR are used for club-related activities such as supporting local and national charities, organizing local races, publishing the Running Briefs newsletter and the website, omrr.org, and maintaining a clean environment. We need fitness enthusiasts of all types to support OMRR. Hope you'll become a member and join us in our crusade for fun, fitness, and caring. Thanks for listening to the FitCat View. My name's Trina. A few things about the fitness happenings in our community coming up. Of course, you can see a list of races at ozarkmountainridgerunners.org when you click on the calendar link. FitCat.org has updates for you as well. If you'd like to start your weekend with a little meditation, you're invited to Saturday morning meditation at National Avenue Christian Church. They have a sitting meditation, short discussion, and coffee afterwards. Saturday, June 1st, 8th, and 15th. You can find out more on their Facebook page. This might be fun for your little ones. It's hosted by Breathe Salt Vault. And Wednesday mornings at 10 a.m. this summer, they're offering kids yoga classes for ages 4 through 10 during a 30-minute halo therapy session in their Oceanside Salt Vault. Adults can enjoy a discounted halo therapy session in the relaxation vault while waiting for their kids. Spots are limited. You can book online at wellnessliving.com. More of the FitCat View for you after this quick word from our sponsor. Sweatfest is presented by Ozark Mountain Ridge Runners in July. Come out and set a new Missouri State record and participate in the Sweat Loss Challenge. Your options are a 2-mile, 5-mile, or a 10-mile. There's also a challenge race. You can participate in the 2-mile and 5-mile, or 2-mile and 10-mile. All distances are certified, and it's in the evening. Start times, the 2-mile starts at 8 p.m., followed by the 5-miler and 10-miler at 9 p.m. Lights are required. No dogs allowed on this one. Lights will be required for the 5 and 10 mile race. It's happening at Landmark Church, 200 North Peachtree in Stratford, Missouri, 65757. You will have a chance to set a state record or maybe an automatic PR. More information for you when you do a search on Facebook for Sweatfest. Attention runners in the Ava area, something new that you may want to get in on. And Liz Kiger is helping out with this. You might know her from the local running community. Will you tell us about it, please?
Okay, well, I actually was approached by Tim Shrike, who's over our Missouri Ozarks Community Health Department here in Ava. And he was really interested in getting a run club started for our area, and because we do have quite a few 5Ks that we have around that are local, and we have some interested people that are, you know, running and trying to get started, and even some pretty, you know, good runners too. So we got to talking about it and just came up with this plan to try to start this 6-week series and, you know, help educate and get more people outside, get more people moving. And we're also hitting kids, too. We have a marathon kids program at school where during the year they log their distances in the mornings and during school. And then when they get to where they've reached a marathon distance, and they, you know, get prizes and stuff. So we're trying to link into that, too. But really, it's for any level. So say we have somebody that's never run before and just doesn't know how to get started, I'm going to try to help them get going in a safe way that they can learn it the right way through gait analysis and shoe selection and the right warm-ups, the right cool-downs, foam rolling, massage sticks, and then also to appeal to maybe somebody that's been running for years that just needs to have some extra help with motivation by doing the group runs or the adventure events we're going to host too.
Excellent. Take away some of that intimidation factor too for those wanting to start.
They want to do it, but they're afraid of, you know, putting themselves out there, or maybe they just don't know that they can, or, you know, they've been sedentary for a few years, or maybe they just had a baby, or, you know, any of those things that, you know, they just need a little kickstart or just a little help or just some, you know, friends to run with. I hope we're all going to be really good friends by, you know, the end of the 6-week series.
Yeah, runners are good people.
When you go to races, you know, everybody talks to everybody. Doesn't matter. You all have that link in common.
Now tell us the name of the club and when it starts and how long it lasts and all that good stuff.
Okay, great. We're calling it the Do Run Club. And originally we said that the Duke stood for Douglas Ozark Counties because we have so many runners in our area. But then I just like that, hey, do run, go do it. And it starts June 4th, and we're going to do adult classes, and we're going to let the high schoolers attend that one. And that will be starting June 4th, which is a Tuesday. We'll go Tuesdays and Thursdays from 7 to 8 a.m. in the morning. That way we didn't have a conflict with any other classes at the mock. And then Wednesday morning, same time frame, 7 to 8 a.m., for the kids. So if they're in elementary or middle school, they come Wednesday mornings. And then our pricing is, I thought, really, really good because we're really just wanting to grab people and get them going. And so if you're a member of our MOC, which is the Missouri Ozarks Community Health, the price is $25 for the six-week session, which, you know, that's just, and it includes a shirt. The first 6 weeks, we're going to do other items if we continue to do the series. And then if you're a non-member, it's $40, then kids are just $15, and everybody gets a shirt in the first 6 week series. Plus we're going to do these adventure events. So maybe every other weekend we'll go do a hike or a bike ride, you know, just some different things that besides just running during class, we have some options for them to do on the weekends too.
All right. Love it. What about where folks can go to get more information?
Right. They can contact me on Facebook. You know, if you're outside the Ava area and you just want to call the MOC Center or email them or contact them on Facebook, the sign-up sheets are at the MOC front desk.
If you are searching that on Facebook, you're looking for MOCH, Missouri Ozarks Community Health MOC. Thanks so much, Liz. Anything else before we close?
I just, you know, want to say also, we're going to try to personalize this per person. So it's not just a generic, here's what we're doing. You're going to have to do this day. Is that I'm going to look at what their fitness levels are and try to guide them in the right way so that they can get started without being really sore or discouraged or, you know, injured even. We're going to really try to start them in slow and look at what they've been doing and then help them to build their own personalized fitness plan too that they can follow on their own and create on their own.
Very good. I like that because it's true. It's a running can be a very personal experience from training to racing and beyond.
It is. And yet we still have that link. And if we all, you know, start together, then they have the, you know, that sense of being in a group too. And it keeps you motivated because you're like, hey, I got to go to my class today because, you know, they're counting on me to be there. They're going to be wondering why I'm not there. So it keeps them motivated to sticking with it.
Very good. Thank you so much for sharing.
Well, I'm really excited you let me. I thank you very much.
If you're interested in the Do Run Club, you can find Liz Kiger on Facebook or look up Missouri Ozarks Community Health. Thanks for listening to the Fit Cat Few sponsored by OMRR. Their mission is to promote the health benefits of running as well as the pleasurable and competitive aspects of the sport while doing their part to improve the lives of others. Ozark Mountain Ridge Runners began sponsoring several races for charity and started several running programs such as Runner of the Year, the PR Corner, and the Triple Crown of Racing. And you are invited to sign up or add your event to the calendar. Memberships always available at ozarkmountainridgerunners.org. Thanks for listening. My name's Trina Wilcox. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and find out more anytime at fitcat.org.